Our first reading this evening, we heard from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorite, though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. Earlier this week, you might have heard that our diocese went through their bankruptcy and had a settlement. Earlier this week, it was in the paper, probably around the state and maybe even the country. And Bishop Paul Serba has asked me and all of the pastors and priests in our diocese to read it to you. So I'll do so, and then I'll add a couple of my thoughts as your pastor here. So October 21st, 2019, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so you've probably already heard, this week the bankruptcy court approved the joint agreement reached earlier this year between survivors of clergy sexual abuse and the diocese. This agreement now takes effect, meaning that after nearly 4 years, survivors will receive financial compensation for what they have suffered, and the diocese will emerge from bankruptcy. No amount of money can ever heal the suffering of these innocent brothers and sisters of ours. Only Jesus, the divine physician, can do that. But it can serve as a site of repentance and accountability and solidarity. As I said at the outset of this process, those who have suffered abuse in the church remain our precious brothers and sisters, who have been harmed and deserve nothing less than our particular love and support. Their courage and insistence in speaking out, while hopefully helping them on their journey of healing, has also helped the church to be accountable and to do the right things in ways we have not managed to do on our own. They deserve our thanks for this. This agreement will affect all of us. As we have recognized from the outset, we will be a poorer church financially going forward. In addition to insurance money and funds from the diocese itself, every parish in the diocese has voluntarily agreed to contribute to the settlement, as have many other Catholic entities in the diocese. The diocese has contributed from savings, from the sale of the bishop's residence, and by going into debt. The details of this are available elsewhere. Please contact us with questions. But I want to address you briefly today as your pastor. We are experiencing a purification, and throughout the process, the faithful of the diocese have had a mix of often conflicting emotions: compassion for those hurt, anger at those who hurt them or fail to protect them, disappointment, frustration, grief, doubt, betrayal, fear, fatigue, and more. Our Catholic faith gives us an essential truth of communion here, that the church, despite our sins, is the body of Christ, born from his wounded side on the cross. The blood and water that poured for his side are the supernatural source of healing and reconciliation and peace. St. Paul teaches that each of us have our place within this one body, and that within it, when one member suffers, all suffer. That when one member sins, we are all wounded by it. Even if we have not suffered abuse ourselves, we have a share in the suffering of our innocent and vulnerable brothers and sisters who did. And although we did not personally commit the grave sins of abuse or its cover-up, we have a share in making reparation for our brothers who did. The priests and other clergy of our diocese have taken this reality personally, contributing more than $70,000 of their own money to the settlement in grief of what their brothers in ministry have done. Well, this is a new stage in the life of the church, the journey of healing and reconciliation, and doing everything we can to wipe this scourge of abuse from our midst is, as I have often said, the work of a lifetime. There is a danger of fatigue here, of growing weary, of hearing these heartbreaking stories, or imagining it's quote-unquote all over now, and letting our vigilance go slack. We cannot allow that to happen. Our persisting in those efforts, what is to prevent a repeat of these horrors, which as daily headlines remind us continue to plague all of society? No, we must learn the painful lessons of the last decades thoroughly and keep putting what we have learned into practice. As we continue to experience all these things, I ask you to do so with an open heart, offering your suffering in union with the suffering of Jesus on the cross, in solidarity with those who have been hurt, and in reparation for the terrible sins and crimes of those who wounded them, for which we are, quote, brought low everywhere in the world this day, unquote, Daniel 3:37. In the midst of our poverty and grief and humiliation, our call remains the same, and it's a hopeful one. Holiness and faithfulness to Jesus, and bringing the joy of his friendship to our part of the world, making him known and loved in northeastern Minnesota, and being ministers of his mercy, which is his love, where people are hurting. We can be confident that God, in the mystery of his providence, brings good out of everything, even our suffering and poverty and broken hearts. Please pray that one good he will bring from all this is reconciliation and healing within the church. I close by again offering my deep sorrow and humble apology on behalf of the local church, all its clergy, and all its faithful, to anyone in our midst who has been harmed by sexual abuse. We hold you close in prayer and stand ready to hear you, to offer whatever pastoral assistance we can, and as we have for many years, to assist you in obtaining counseling to help in your healing process. Yours in Christ, Paul D. Serba, Most Reverend Paul D. Serba, the Bishop of Duluth. A couple of comments for you as my brothers and sisters and our family hearing this. First, just like our bishop, too, as a pastor, as brothers that I might have never met or could be alive today, that as brothers I apologize as well for brothers that use their power to what they wanted in very sinful ways, and I apologize from them. So we'll thank you as our parishioners, again our family and our brothers and sisters, first with your prayers. It's been almost 4 years, and I've asked and did myself to please pray for those who are victims. And really beyond just the clergy abuse, but all those who have been abused, you know, mind, body, or soul. But during this week, again, we heard of the bankruptcy and the settlement. But I want to thank you again for your prayers. And if anybody else has been hurt physically, mentally, or spiritually, know that we pray with each other every Mass, every day, every service. Also, please pray for those who acted with those egregious acts. To be honest, that's one of my harder prayers, because Jesus teaches us to pray for our loved ones, those that are sick, those that are hurt, but also our enemies. And I will be honest again that that is one of the hardest prayers for me as a priest to offer, but I have every day. I want to thank you for your offerings, with your service, with your financial gifts. Around our Diocese of Duluth, we all agreed for $2.7 million. And our church gave about $18,000 around that area. And I thank you. We did it together as a diocese, and really as our pastors. We met together in about 30 minutes to 45 minutes when we get rid of all the lawyers and the bankruptcy process. And we as pastors just got together and prayed. We already knew of the budget in each of our churches, and we figured it out 30 to 45 minutes that we were off by $30,000, and we as parishes were going to offer $2.7 million. It was amazing. And that's part of your prayer for myself and all of our priests and deacons in our diocese. One of the things I really appreciate of our bishop as our shepherd, he's honest, he's humble, and he's leading as he has the last 4 years. He talked about how while bankruptcy is done, so it is done for our diocese, it was done with us several months ago, the process continues for our brothers and sisters whose lives are not done. We must continue to pray for them and their families. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit He saves. Responsorial psalm this evening, which it's always beautiful when we hear the readings, no matter what situation we're going through, a beautiful time or a hard time. And finally, Jesus taught us today about an essential parable with the Pharisee and the tax collector. Once again, the Pharisee came into the church, he's basically just talking about himself. He's better, he has more, he fasts more, he gives more money, blah, 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 blah. And Jesus obviously says that that's not the righteous one. That's the one that needs me to humble. And the tax collector simply says, "Lord, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me." That's a prayer that I believe in myself. I hope that every one of us, because we all are sinners, and we continue to pray, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And finally, as I've mentioned this before, with this new process, praise God, that our diocese started this process for them in 1992, when I was about 9 years old. If any of you are ever hurt, call the police. Call the police. No matter who that is, whether it's myself, it's an employee or teacher, police themselves. That's how we go forward to go through healing, first from the professionals in the police, sheriff, firemen, ambulances, counselors, and the great gifts that God has given us beyond your pastor or your bishop. And yes, you can certainly talk with me, whether it's in confession or in my counseling, our bishop, who has met over and over and over again those who have been victimized, to walk with them, as well as all of our dioceses that we as pastors and priests try to support if anybody needs help from us on the spiritual side. Let's offer our prayers at Mass today, in this week, these months, and these years. Again, as the bankruptcy is done, their lives are not. And that's where we pause all the time, that those need to be helped. Finally, again, I'll quote Bishop. The second thing I really loved when he mentioned that. He said, "No amount of money can ever heal the suffering of these innocent brothers and sisters of ours. Only Jesus, the divine physician, can do that. But it can serve as a sign of repentance and accountability and solidarity. Let's walk together as brothers and sisters, and walk with those that have been hurt, to walk with them according to their will, and at the end of the day, follow God's will for us."